奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续学习道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we continue to study.
唱诗380。
Let us sing hymn 380。
我们继续看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's continue to study Ephesians chapter 4.
四章的十一节以下，这是讲到，教会生活的一体化。
From chapter 4, verses 11 and on, talks about the unity of the church.
说虽然恩赐有不一样。
Even though we may have different gifts.
因为神为着要造就教会，所以是给我们每一个人不一样的恩赐。
God has given each and every one of us different gifts in order to build the church.
他们借着这些恩赐得到不一样的职分。
And through these gifts, we have different responsibilities.
有的是做属徒。
Some are apostles.
属徒是建立教会的一个基础。
Apostles are to build the foundation of the church.
先知就是传达神的话语，讲道来造就教会。
Some are prophets. They are to pass the word of God to edify the church.
传福音的就是带领人来信主。
Some are preachers to bring people to the Lord.
我们做宣道布道工作。
They are responsible for evangelism.
牧者啊，就是羊群的牧羊人呢。
Pastors are the shepherd of the sheep.
牧养主的群羊。
They are to pastor God's children.
教师是教导人来学习道理的。
Teachers are the teachers of the law.
在哥林多前书十二章啊，那里所讲到的职分更多。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, more positions are described there.
有些是治理事的，有些是安慰人的，帮助人的。
Some are administrators, others are comforters.
所以教会里面要有很多不一样的恩赐，不一样的职分。
So in the church, we can find many different gifts and responsibilities.
我们每一个人啊，职分都不太一样，恩赐也不一样。
And every one of us, you will find have different duties and gifts and talents.
因为神给我们每一个人的使命也不一样。
And God has given us each a special mission.
他说好像啊，我们身上有不一样的肢体一样。
Just like we have different members on the same body.
每一个肢体都有它的功能。
And every member has its special function.
所有的肢体合在一起就是一个身体。
When you put together the members, they become one body.
教会也是，所有不一样的恩赐的人集合在一起。为着要建立一个完整的教会。
And this is how the church worked. Many people with many members with different gifts will come together to build a church.
所以说，为着要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
In order to build up the perfect body of Christ.
让我们每一个人能够在真道上同归于一。
Every one of us should be united on the truth.
所以我们每一个人的服事最主要的目的就是建立耶稣的身体，让我们在真道上长大成人。
So the ultimate purpose of our service in the church is to build up the church and build up the body of Christ.
虽然面对很多的异教之风啊，但是因为我们已经长大了，就不会受到影响。
Even though we may be surrounded by heresies and different teachings, we will not be swayed.
所以恩赐虽然有不同啦，但是我们目标是一致的。
Although we may have different gifts, we have the same goal.
是为着要建设神的教会，要让教会能够增长，信徒增加，信徒的灵性长进。
Our common goal is to perfect the church and to grow the spirituality of the members.
再来十五节讲到说啊，凡事长进，连于元所基督。
And verse 15 says that we may grow up in all things into him who is the head.
所以耶稣是头啊，我们互相帮助，互相造就，但是都要连属在基督这个元首上面。
Jesus is the head. We may help each other, but we need to obey the head.
全身每一个肢体啊，联络得非常的合适。
And all the members of the body should be joined and knitted together.
百节各按各职，照个体的功用彼此相助。那这个身体就渐渐的在爱中建立起来了。
And by their effective working, every part will do its share.
所以教会就是一个身体。
So the church is one body.
耶稣是头。
Jesus is the head.
我们每一个人呢、是肢体上的一个，身体上的一个肢体。
Each and every one of us is a member of this one body.
互相的联络的非常的合适，这个身体就很健全了。
If we could join together fitly. then this body will be perfect.
所以圣经用这个身体跟肢体的关系啊，来表示我们信徒跟教会之间的关系。
The Bible describes our members' relationship with the church as that of the members of a body.
我们的目标也是建设一个完整的教会，要有一体的精神。
Our ultimate goal is to establish a perfect church and to have the spirit of unity.
因为在教会有时候在一些组织上啊，或者分工上啊。也是一样的，怎样能够让所有的信徒都得到最好的照顾？
Sometimes when we organize a church or distribute work, we need to make sure every member is taken care of.
我们小的教会哦，还比较不会觉得。
Because we're a smaller church, we may not feel this.
因为我们大概四五十个人呢，几个负责人来照顾，还比较容易照顾得到。
Our congregation is only about 50 some. We only have a few council members to take care of everyone.
那但是像一些大的教会啊。像台北教会一千个信徒的
，But if you look at some of the bigger churches like Taipei, where they have 1,000 members,
光靠几个负责人啊，根本照顾不来。
It is not possible for a few council members to take care of everyone.
有的教会到了两百多人以后，他们就觉得说，很多信徒都照顾不到，有的流失掉了。
Some members will become inactive after the membership has grown to a certain size.
所以这个教会怎么把它组织起来？像那个摩西的时代，耶特罗不是建议他说，是十夫长、五十夫长、百夫长。
You remember during the Moses' time, his father-in-law Jethro, suggested that he institute offices of 10, 100, and 1,000.
那所以最近像Cerritos教会啊，喜最多。Cerritos.
For example, in Cerritos Prayer House.
因为他们总共算哦，大概五十户。
They actually have 50 households, 50 families.
他们就把它分成三个组。
So they divided themselves into three groups.
虽然他们信徒也才大概九十几个，将近一百个人。
They have approximately 100 members.
分成三组，所以负责人就分别几个人照顾一组，几个人照顾一组这样。
So after they group themselves into three separate groups, the council members assign to each group to take care of them.
哪些是常常来的，哪些是没有来的，他们都把那个名单就列出来，所以他们就特别关心一些比较少来的一些弟兄姐妹。
They will be able to see who are inactive in the church and take good care of them.
所以这个教会啊，就是要。好像一个有机体一样，联络得非常合适。
Once again, the church needs to be organized as members of the same body.
这慢慢的建立教会就会增长起来。
And as we continue to grow, the church will become perfect one day.
再来四章的十七节以下。
Let's continue with chapter 4, verse 17 and onward.
这是讲到我们的灵修生活，基督化的生活。
This talks about a Christian life.
要有一种更新生命的生活。
That we need to have a life of renewal.
说你们行事不要再像外邦人存着希望行事。
Here says that do not walk like the Gentiles in futility of the mind.
因为外邦人他们跟神的生命隔绝。
Because they were alienated from the life of God.
无足刚硬贪行一些希望的事情。
They're ignorant, they're blind, and they were greedy.
我们不要效法外邦人。
So we must not conform, be conformed to as the Gentiles.
说要弃旧更新因为我们现在学了耶稣基督就有耶稣基督做我们的榜样。
But since now we have Christ Jesus as our example, we should renew ourselves.
所以脱去行为上的旧人。
And to put off our old self.
把那些肉体的一些情欲私欲把它除掉。
Get rid of the deceitful lust.
做一个新人，有一个新的心，有新的生活，新的行为。
To renew in our spirit and our mind, so we can become a new man.
因为我们现在是借着耶稣基督重新把我们改造。
We have become a new creature in Christ.
我们要有新的耶稣基督有新的神的形象。
And therefore, we need to live with the image of God.
本来人是按照神的形象造的。
We know that in the beginning, man was created in the, after the image of God.
那个形象可以讲两个，一个是神如果显现的时候，在这里显， 神显现出来的那个形象是人的样式。
This image of God could refer to two things. One is if God was to manifest himself, he looks like a man.
他不会显现成为动物的形象。
God will not manifest himself like an animal.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，在那个幔粒橡树下，在那里休息。
So you remember when Abraham was resting under a tree?
他突然看到三个客人来。
He suddenly saw three visitors.
他就接待他们，杀了一头牛，请他们。
He showed them hospitality, killed a calf, and offered it to them.
其实那是神跟天使的显现。
But that was actually the manifestation of God and two angels.
耶稣基督就是神在肉身上的显现。
Jesus Christ is the God in the form of flesh.
所以神成为人呐、来到世界上，人的样式。
God Himself came into this world in the form of a human flesh.
另外一个样式、形象、样式就是主的神的本质。
The other meaning of the image of God means God's divine character.
就是指这里所讲的真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And this is the truth and the peace of the Holy Spirit.
真理、仁义跟圣洁。
I'm sorry. It's the truth, love, and peace.
虽然人犯罪以后就失掉了神的这样的形象。
After we sin, we lost such image of God.
现在我们在耶稣基督里面重新把我们改造。
Today in Christ, we are being renewed.
我们在耶稣基督里面成为新人。
We can become a new man in Christ.
这个新人是按照神的形象重新造的。
And this new man is once again created after the image of God.
就要有神的本质在我们身上。
And we need to live out God's divine character.
这是神的形象。
And this is the image of God.
再来二十五节底下，就讲到不可给魔鬼留地步。
Beginning with verse 25 talks about how we should not leave room for Satan.
因为魔鬼他的工作就是你有什么漏洞，他就跑进来。
The way the devil works is that whenever there's a space for him, he will go in.
圣经里面说我们祷告求圣灵主耶稣在门外叩门你邀请他，他才进来。
The Bible says, when we pray for the Holy Spirit, Jesus is knocking on our door. If we open the door, and He will come in.
基本上，主耶稣圣灵是尊重我们人。
In principle, the Holy Spirit will respect the will of man.
恳求向他祷告，欢迎他进来，他就进来。
When you pray and ask Him to come in, He will come in with your invitation.
你不要，他不会硬进到你里面来。
The Holy Spirit will not force His way into your life or your heart.
不过，有的人一开始不懂的时候说我不要后来想要的时候祷告好久都求不到。
Some people out of their ignorance refuse to receive the Holy Spirit. When they really want it later, they cannot receive it.
有一个老姐妹刚刚来教会的时候
There's an elderly sister who, when she first came to church,
那个是圣灵哦，那么难看，我不要。
She said,
给我也不要。
If the Holy Spirit looks so ugly, I don't want it.
后来她到底听明白了要求圣灵求好久好几年就求不到了。
After she realized the truth, she wanted to ask for the Holy Spirit, but could not receive it after many years of prayer.
她就一直要到她快离世之前主耶稣才赐圣灵给她。
She finally received the Holy Spirit right before she passed away.
所以圣灵是要你求，他才给你。
So once again, the Holy Spirit is something that you have to ask for.
那邪灵就不一样你有什么漏洞，它就跑进去了。
But the evil spirit is rather different. It will go into your heart whenever there's a space.
所以圣经里面讲说那个扫罗因为他得罪神还有神的灵离开，邪灵就马上进去了。
Take Saul for example. In the Bible, when the Holy Spirit depart from him, the evil spirit immediately went in.
那就胡言乱语了。
And he became insane.
他说有时候你有什么漏洞有贪心好色这都是会给魔鬼留地步。
So sometimes our lust and our greed will become a place for the devil.
这里有讲到几点
There are some points mentioned here.
也说要拒绝谎言。
We must be honest. Put away lying.
在约翰福音的第八章里面讲到说，魔鬼是说谎人的父亲。
In John, First John chapter 8 says that the devil is the father of liars.
所以我们的话是就是，不是就说不是，多说是出于恶者。
Let our yes be yes and no be no. Anything extra comes from the evil one.
所以讲话要实在，为人要实在。
So we need to be honest with our speech and with our deeds.
再来说，生气不要犯罪。
Here he also says that do not let be angry, but do not sin.
不可含怒到入肉。
And do not let the sun go down on our anger.
有的人人都难免有时候会不高兴，会生气，难免。
As a human, it is inevitable that we will become angry once in a while.
但是我们要求神帮助我们要怎样节制怒气
？But we could ask God to help us control our anger.
因为雅各书里面说，你快快听，慢慢说了。
Book of James tells us that we should listen carefully and speak slowly.
慢慢的动怒。
And to anger slowly.
或者是你遇到一些让你很难忍受的事情你就稍微静一下。不要听，你就出去转一转。
If you are listening to something you don't like, you could go out and take a break.
但要紧就是说，生气不要犯罪。
But the most important thing is that we do not sin in our wrath.
有的人一气起来不管什么啦，他就一气一怒就做了一些没有办法挽回的事情。
Some people will do some things that they will regret later when they're very angry.
比如说有的人被那个警察开罚单，我很气出去开着就把警察都撞上去了。
For example, some people are being pulled over and they're so angry they actually try to run the cop over.
那个都没有办法弥补的一些伤害
These are actions and harms that they cannot recover.
生气不要犯罪。
Once again, do not sin when we're angry.
不要含怒到入肉。
Also, let us not let the sun set on our anger.
所以你到生气到了太阳下山你就要想办法消气了。
So if you're angry at someone or something, you should try to let it go after sunset.
有的把那个怒气带了好几天自己很辛苦。
It's actually burdensome for us to carry our anger for many days.
生气不要含怒到入肉。
Remember not to let the sun set on our anger.
有的夫妻吵架有一方就说有一方生气气得不得了另一个说太阳下山应该要消气了。
Sometimes when the spouses have a fight, you should remind each other that the sun is about to set.
有一个人气得不得了但是另外一个好像没事。
Sometimes one person is so angry while the other partner doesn't feel a thing.
说不要给魔鬼留地步了
And again, let us not leave space for the devil.
再来一个就是，从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事。
Verse 28, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather to work with his hands.
有的游手好闲他不做事，因为你不做事没有东西生活有困难就想办法说偷比较容易
There are some lazy people who do not like to work, and instead they will have to steal when they're in need.
但是保罗在这里讲说，信主以前可能有一些有偷窃的习惯。
Here Paul says that before you believe in Christ, some of you may be thieves.
信主以后你就是要努力。亲手做正经事。
Now that you're a Christian, you need to work hard with your hands and labor for your own wages.
所以圣经里面不愿意我们偷懒。
So the Bible does not want us to become lazy.
叫我们每一个人都要有一个事业。
Instead, the Bible encourages to work hard with our hands.
就是我们不必做事，因为我们生活已经安定了。你去做义工也没有关系。
Even if you're very well-to-do, you could go and volunteer to spend your time.
总是要做一些正经的对人有益的事情。
But you should always try hard to find something to do.
这个所谓的正经事业就是合道理、合法。
What we should do, what's good, is something that's legal, something that's biblical.
我们基督徒不要做违法的事情。
As Christians, we should not be in a business that is illegal.
但是有些合法的事情又不合道理的。
There are some things that are actually legal but not biblical.
那个我们也不能做。
We should not engage in those business as well.
所以我们不做违法的，也不能够违背道理的事情，这叫做正经事业。
So whatever we do, they should not be illegal nor unbiblical.
主要我们殷勤圣经里面说，诸般的殷勤都有益处。
The Bible says diligence is for our own good.
勤劳工作慢慢的积蓄，你就慢慢的富足。
Those who are diligent and work hard will become, will increase in their riches.
所以小富就是靠勤俭。
To have wealth, it depends on our hard work.
啊，大户当然靠机会。
And to become really wealthy, it depends on opportunity.
不过主要我们劳力做正经事啊，啊神帮助，啊慢慢的你就可以改善生活。还有力量可以来帮助别人。
So long as we're willing to work hard with our labor, we could increase, we could be comfortable and also help others.
那再来讲说啊，污秽的言语一句都不可以出口。
Next, 29 says, "I let no corrupt words proceed your mouth."
好，随俗说造就人的好话，让人听见的人得益处。
But instead, to speak words of edification, to impart grace to the others.
我们基督徒啊，在言语上啊，这是一个很基本的灵修。
This is one of the most fundamental cultivation for every Christian.
雅各说，一个人如果在话语上完全，他就是一个完全人。
James says that if a person is perfect with his tongues, he is a perfect man.
所以话语很重要。
So our words are very important.
主耶稣也说啊，将来就按照我们的话语来看你是一个好人还是坏人。
Lord Jesus said, "In the future, we will be judged based on our words."
坏人。做人心里面所充满的，他的话语就讲出来。
A man will speak forth what is filled in his heart.
所以我们要用我们的话语来赞美人、赞美神呐、啊，啊，讲一些造就人的话。
We should use our words to praise God and to speak words of edification.
啊，那些污秽的言语啦、淫逐妄语啊，就不合圣徒的体统。
And those corrupt words and words of lust should not come out of our mouth.
说连提都不可以。
We should not even make mentions of them.
所以我们在追求圣洁完全哈，我们的行为要完全，言语要完全，心思意念要完全。
So in our pursuit for perfection, we need to make sure our heart, our speech, and our deeds are all perfect.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
And let us not grieve the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是我们得赎的凭据。
The Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our salvation.
啊，圣灵要帮助我们慢慢达到圣洁完全。
The Holy Spirit will help us to be perfect.
那所以，当我们有时候有一些心思意念、行为上的缺失啊，圣灵会感动你。
So sometimes when we make a mistake in our words or our deeds, the Holy Spirit will touch us.
啊，但是你如果圣灵感动你，你不听啊，不顺服啊，圣灵会担忧。
So if you disobey the Holy Spirit's movement, you will grieve the Holy Spirit.
但是你又不修正啊，主米又去放纵的话，圣灵就离开。
But if you persist in your wrongdoing, the Holy Spirit will leave you.
所以我们不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要叫圣灵担忧。
So let us not quench the movement of the Holy Spirit. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit.
然后我们反而常常要让圣灵充满呐、啊。
Instead, we should be filled by the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够靠着圣灵帮助啊，有力量来胜过罪恶，胜过试探。
So that we can overcome the temptation of sin and become perfect.
再来就是追求和睦了，彼此饶恕。
Then we also need to pursue for unity and harmony.
我们再看第五章哈。
Let's now go on to chapter 5.
第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
那我们在积极的，就是说要效法神啊，好像蒙慈爱的儿女。
Let us be imitators of God as dear children.
要圣洁像神一样，爱要有爱心行事，爱要有圣徒的体统。
To walk in love, to have the action of the saints.
就是要像神一。有一种圣洁的生活、哦、
And to live a holy life.
八节以下讲到说要做光明的子女。
From verse 8 and onward, it talks about how we should become the children of light.
光明的果子是良善、公义、诚实。
The fruit of light is goodness, righteousness,、哦、and honesty.
说我们为人要善良，行事要公义，做事要诚实。
So we need to act and speak according to these attributes.
那要查验啊，什么是神所喜悦的事情。
We also need to examine what pleases God.
啊，暗昧的事情不要去做。
Let us not do things in darkness.
因为有些事情啊，提起来都是可耻的。
There are some things that are even disgraceful, even if we mention them.
我昨天要去聚会的时候，在车上听收音机。
I was listening to the radio on the way to church yesterday.
他说他在讲到说拉斯维加斯的市长啊，他们请了很多设计家帮他们设计了一些广告。
They say the mayor of Las Vegas has invited some designers to to design some advertisement.
他们的广告啊, 总共要设计6个, 现在已经做了4个。
And they're looking for 6 different designs. They have already received 4.
他们要请一个电台要帮他们播出, 但是那个电台说你们广告, 你们那个, 啊, 赌博的, 我们不要。
They wanted to put the commercial on some TV station, and the TV station refused to put on gambling
type of commercial.
So they haven't been aired yet.
他们这个设计里面啊, 当然有很多啊, 都是很吸引人的。
So of course, some of these designs are very attractive.
有的就说啊, 小孩子, 年轻人啊, 你要, 想要做坏事哦, 啊, 怕别人知道, 你到拉斯维加斯来, 可以稍微做一点坏事, 别人不知道。
For example, they say, young people, if you want to do something illegal and don't want anyone to know, you could come to Las Vegas.
啊, 听说, 这电台里面有讲说, 其中也有一个广告。
And there's another commercial that goes like this.
啊, 是一个妇女, 啊, 在, 啊, 进到那个, 啊, 到拉斯维加斯, 啊, 在车子上。 在那个计程车上,
It describes how a woman goes to Las Vegas and when she's in a cab.
她在一些行动上啊, 她就很, 有点, 不太守规矩那一种啊。
And she began to reveal herself.
来挑逗那个车上的司机。
And she tries to seduce the cab driver.
后来一个镜头就转到说她离开了拉斯维加斯以后, 她穿着一个很尊贵的衣服, 好像一个机关的一个, 啊, 主管。
And the next scene shows how she left Las Vegas and she was well dressed like a businesswoman.
啊, 她主要的主题就是说啊, 你虽然是一个, 啊, 主管啊, 哦, 啊, 在人的面前都要戴着一个假面具, 哦, 很, 很舒文的样子。
The message here is that even though you may be a high executive and have to be very professional outside of Vegas, when you go to Vegas, you could be yourself and do anything you want.
哦, 他说好几个广告都是这样子。
And the radio says that many commercials are similar to this.
哦, 啊, 但是我们知道我们是神的儿女啊, 你无论在哪里啊, 你都是要 做一个光明正大的神的儿女。
Today, we are the children of God. We are the children of light. No matter where we go, we need to make sure that we are representing God.
不管人看得见, 人看不见, 神都看得见。
Whether anyone sees us or not, we know God does see us.
所以一些暧昧的事情啊, 啊, 可耻的事情啊, 我们绝对不能够去做。
We should not engage ourselves in any activity that's shameful or that's disgraceful.
所以要让神的光啊, 不断地照耀我们。 让我们做一个光明的生活, 啊, 行在光明当中。
We should make sure that the light of God constantly abides in our lives so we could walk as children of light.
啊, 再来15节以下讲到说我们要做智慧人。
Verse 15 and on talks about how we should walk circumspectly as a wise man.
说智慧人啊, 要做事情很谨慎, 谨慎行事。
Those people who are wise will do things very carefully.
所以做事情不是盲目，不是冲动的，不是想到哪里做到哪里。
They will not rush into things and act on their instinct only.
啊, 以色列人啊, 曾经, 他们一听到说啊, 一个便雅悯人, 啊, 捂住了一个利未人。
You may remember the story when the Israel heard about how a Benjaminite
把一个妇女啊捂住，让她死掉了。
Took advantage of a Levi woman. Basically, they raped her and killed her.
哦，他们就很气啊，全部的军队就集合起来了。
So all they gathered the entire army.
啊，叫那个便雅悯人说，把那个坏人抓出来。And
they wanted them to turn over the rapist.
结果他们不拿出来啊，就打。And
because they refused to turn over the man, they began to attack
him. 打了以后啊，两败俱伤啊，都死了好几万人。
And as a result, tens of thousands of people were killed.
啊, 最后啊, 这个便雅悯人剩下600人,
in the end, there are only 600 men left in the tribe
啊, 全部都被杀掉了。
Everyone else were killed.
那个时候以色列人坐下来在哭了。Then
at that time, the Israelites sat down and wept.
啊, 我们今天怎么会有这样的事情啊? 我们以色列12个支派少掉一个支派了。
They wonder how out of the 12 tribes they have almost abolished the entire tribe.
啊, 我们有话术说啊, 我们不可以把我们的女儿嫁给便雅悯人。
They also swear that they will never marry their daughter to the Benjamin.
啊, 这样下去的话, 便雅悯支派就没有了。
If this goes on, the entire tribe will be gone.
一冲动起来就打，打完以后啊，才在那里后悔。
Out of their anger, they fought and they regretted it.
所以做事要谨慎啊，谨慎。
So the lesson to be learned is that we need to act carefully and
也要想到说这个事情将来处理以后的后果。
We also need to think about the consequences before we act.
不要做一些像这样没有办法弥补的一些错误。
So we would not make the same kind of mistakes.
那这个智慧人呢，就是会爱惜光阴。
A wise man will also redeem his time.
因为我们的时间呢，我们生命有限，时间有限。
We know that our life and our time is limited.
所以你浪费时间了，就是浪费生命。
If you're wasting your time, you're wasting your life away.
所以圣经里面说你要爱惜光阴。
The Bible says teaches us to treasure our time.
啊，能够用智慧跟外人交往。
And to reach out to others with wisdom.
我记得我们在神学院的时候啊，杨长老一直叫我们说，你们不要睡太久。
I remember when I was a theological student, Elder Yang always encouraged us not to sleep too much.
他说你睡太多了，时间都睡掉了。
He says, if you sleep so much, you're wasting your life away.
你如果睡觉的时间少一点呢、你就节省一些时间可以工作。
If you save some time from sleeping, you could actually do some more work.
所以你虽然同样跟人家活一样的时间呢、但是你可以利用的时间就比别人都好。
Even though you may have the same lifespan, but you will have more time to contribute to God.
我们知道说啊，他真的他自己是这样了。
And truly, that was the life of Elder Yang himself.
年轻的时候，每天睡觉的时间很少。
When he was younger, he slept only a few hours a day.
看了很多书。
He read many books.
我以前在台中工作的时候。
When I was working at Taiwan GA.
因为我都在那个教育处啊，教育处有一个自己的图书馆，他如果在的话，每天都要来借好几本书。
I was in charge of the library in the religious education department, and he would come and borrow many books each day.
就一直看，一直看，看完了以后，第二天又来还，又还书。
Every day he reads many books.
他很会用时间呐。
He treasured his time.
他对神学生那个时候的要求也是这样。
And that is how he taught the theological students.
他经常在外面跑。
He's always traveling.
如果回来的时候，哇，他的上课就是。从早到晚。
Whenever he returns to the school, he would have classes from morning to night.
早上四节课，下午四节课。
Four classes in the morning and four in the afternoon.
晚上聚会完了，还要上到十一点。
After the sermon at night, he has more classes until 11 p.m.
在黑板上写几个问题。
And then he will give you some homework.
跟他们讲说，你们早一点睡哦，但是明天早上交作业。
He said, "Go to sleep early, but make sure you have your homework done by the morning."
所以大家都笑他。
So people kind of thought it was not too funny, but.
不过我们知道说啊，真的时间呐、我们不要随便让它浪费掉。
But what we're trying to say here is that we should make sure we cherish our time.
用宝贵的时间去做多做一些有意义的事情。
We should do something meaningful with our precious time.
所以在约翰福音。第九章里面说啊，趁着白日你要赶快做工。
John chapter 9 says that we should work while it is daylight.
来到了你就没有办法做了。
The night is coming where we will work no more.
所罗门王也是这样讲。
King Solomon also made similar type of statements.
当着你可以做工的时候啊，你要赶快做。
You should work while you have the ability to do so.
爱惜光阴。
And to treasure your time.
再一个就是要明白主的旨意如何。
The other is to understand the will of God.
聪明人啊，不会做糊涂人，而会去寻求查验神的旨意。
The wise man will not be foolish, but rather he will always be seeking out for the will of God.
当然神的旨意啊，比如说他救赎的经纶就是神的旨意。
Of course, the will of God includes his grand scheme of salvation.
神要我们追求圣洁，过圣洁的生活也是神的旨意。
The other will of God is for us to live a holy life.
我们每一个人啊，神要你的使命都不一样。
We need to know that every one of us have a special mission God has given us.
我们说，圣灵叫彼得去犹太人那里传道了。
For example, the Holy Spirit sent Peter to the Jews.
圣灵同样感动保罗说：“你做外邦的使徒。”
And the same Holy Spirit touched Paul and moved him to become the apostle of the Gentiles.
有一次，主耶稣对彼得说
：“One time, Jesus said to Peter,
你现在年轻的时候可以试着腰带你跑来跑去。”
When you are young, you could gird yourself and go wherever you want to go.
啊，但是你年纪大的时候啊，人要把你绑起来，把你带到你不愿意去的地方。
But when you become of age, people will bind you and take you to places you do not want to go.
因为主耶稣是讲到彼得将来要怎样为主殉道。
Jesus was actually prophesying on how Peter will die martyr.
要被绑去他不愿意去的地方。
He will be taken to places he does not wish
to go. 所以听说彼得最后啊，就是被倒钉在十字架上，这样来殉道。
Legend has it that Peter actually died on the cross upside down.
所以主耶稣就讲到彼得将来要怎样来荣耀神。
Jesus was talking about how Peter will glorify God in the future.
啊，彼得啊，看到约翰在那里，就问主耶稣说：“啊，这个人呢？这个人将来怎么样？”
Peter turned around and said to Jesus, "Well, what about John?"
主耶稣说：“我如果要让他哦，活到我再来，跟你什么关系？”
Jesus said, "What is it to you if I want him to live until I come again?"
哦，因为主耶稣对约翰、对每个人都有不一样的旨意。
Because Jesus has a different will for John and every other individual.
所以后来约翰呐、啊，活到年纪相当大。
So in the end, we know that John lived a long time.
啊，他曾经到过以弗所。
He went to Ephesus.
啊，他也去被放逐到那个被罗马皇帝放逐到一个孤岛，就是拔摩海岛。
He was exiled into an island called Patmos.
所以他在那里写上了启示录。
And that's where he wrote the book of Revelation.
啊，把那个末世的预言啊，啊，把它记录下来。
He recorded the prophecy of the end times.
所以他活到年纪相当大，啊，才离开世界。
He finally passed away after a long life.
那所以每个人啊，神给我们的使命都不一样。
So we need to recognize that God has different will for each and every
one of us. 我们要知道神对我们在我们身上的旨意是什么。
And we need to be very clear about what God wants us to do in our life.
既然神要我们活着啊，就要我们。活着的目的。
God spares our life every day for a purpose.
所以你如果觉得说你不晓得你活着做什么
，If you do not know why you're still living,
不晓得神为什么让你活着
，If you do not understand why God spares your life,
你就要像保罗一样问主耶稣说：“主啊，你要我为你做什么
？”Then you need to imitate Paul and ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
所以我们不要糊糊涂涂了这样来过一生啊。
We should not live our entire life blindly.
我们要明白主耶稣要我们为他做什么。
But rather, we need to clearly understand what the Lord Jesus wants us to do for Him.
啊，我们看腓立比书一章。
Philippians chapter one.
腓立比书一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter one.
二十一节。
Verse
21. 说因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。二十二节。
22.
但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。二三节。
23.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。
24.
我既然这样深信，就知道能要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
And 25.
保罗说啊，主要让耶稣基督在我身上显大，不管生也好，死也好，都是好的。
Paul says in this passage that, as long as Christ can be magnified in me, it will be fine if I live or die.
所以当然，如果我现在离世了，可以跟主同住，好得无比。
It is far better if I go now, and so I can be with the Lord.
啊，但是我觉得说啊，我现在活着对众人更是要紧。
But nevertheless, I think it is even more important for me to remain right now.
因为神给他的使命还没有完成。
Because he has not yet accomplished what God has given.
他还要传福音，还要造就教会信徒。
He still needs to evangelize and edify the members.
所以他还需要活下去。
That's why he was spared of his life.
所以他说，如果按照我自己的意思啊，我宁愿离开世界，回到天家。
He said, if I have some say in it, I'd rather go to heaven and die right now.
但是我现在啊，还有使命在，所以我觉得我一定还会继续活下去。
But I realize that I have some more work to do, so I know I will continue to live.
所以虽然遇到很大的逼迫啊，但是他觉得说他不，这一次不会死。
Even though he was under a great persecution at that time, he knew that he will not die that time.
因为神还要他活着，还有工作要让他做。
Because God still have more work for him to do.
所以同样的，对我们今天来讲
So let us look at our life today.
假如我们工作已经完成了，主耶稣就把我们接回去了。
If we have already finished our work, the Lord would have taken us away.
主耶稣留下我们的生命，就是要我们为他做事。
Our Lord Jesus spared our life because He wants us to work for Him.
所以，如果我们不晓得你活着做什么，主耶稣要你做什么。
So if you do not know the purpose of your life and why the Lord has spared your life,
你就要去问啊，主啊，你要我为你做什么
？You need to ask, Lord, what do you want me to do for you?、
哦、所以。这是我们要明白主的旨意。
So we need to have a clear understanding of His will.
底下讲到说啊，要常常让圣灵充满。
Then it says, "Let us be filled by the Holy Spirit."
不要醉酒。
And do not be drunk with wine.
常常歌颂神。
To praise God always.
纯敬畏的心呐，彼此顺服。
And to obey one another with a sincere heart.
这都是。属灵上的一些美德。
So these are spiritual virtues.
这要做一个智慧人。
And this is what it means to be a wise man.
15节到21节都是一个智慧人的形式。
This is described in chapter 5, verses 15 to 20.
22节以下谈到家庭。
From verses 22 and on, talks about family life.
夫妻之间，父母跟儿女之间。
Talks about the relationship between the spouses and the parents and the children.
讲到说啊，夫妻之间啊，做妻子要顺服丈夫。
Here we are taught that the wife need to submit to the husband.
因为一个身体啊，不能够两个头。
Because the body cannot have two heads.
所以夫妻两个是一体了，不是两个人。
Since the two spouses are now joining one as one person.
丈夫是头。
The husband should be the head.
所以。妻子要顺服丈夫。
And the wife therefore need to submit to the husband.
好像基督是教会的头一样。
Just like Christ is the head of the church.
所以要好像教会凡事顺服基督。
And the church should submit to Christ.
做丈夫的要爱妻子。
As the husband, the husband need to love the wife.
好像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just as Christ loved the church and died for the church.
所以有的人说啊。夫妻之间的关系就是，丈夫爱妻子爱到为她死都愿意。
Some people say, as husband and wife, the husband should love the wife so much that he's willing to give up his life for her.
做妻子的爱丈夫啊，爱他，为他活下去。
The wife should love the husband so much that she would live for the husband.
他说这个做丈夫的爱妻子啊，要好像爱自己的身体。
The Bible teaches that the husband must love the wife as he loves his own body.
没有人说恨恶自己的身体。
No one hates his own body.
既然妻子是丈夫的身体啊，所以你要保养顾惜啊。
And since the wife is the husband's body, he needs to take good care of her.
所以这个圣经里面谈到这个保罗谈到这个夫妻的关系啊，实在是很奥秘啊。
Paul says that the relationship between spouses are actually a mystery. It's actually a mystery. He talks about it in depth.
两个人啊，不是两个人是成为一体的关系。
The two people have a very intimate relationship.
不是谁大谁小的。
And no one is greater than the other.
是爱的关系。
But rather they have a loving relationship, one of one body.
再来是亲子之间的关系。
Now we talk about parental relationship.
在第六章前面讲到说，这儿女的主理听从父母。
In chapter 6, it says children need to obey the parents in the Lord.
要孝敬父母，这是理所当然的。
To honor the parents because this is reasonable.
因为这是带着祝福的诫命。
This is a commandment with promise.
所以做儿女的要孝顺父母。
So the children must honor their parents.
孝顺包括听从啦，尊敬啦，奉养啦。
To honor parents means to listen to them, to obey them, and to take care of them.
所以说这孝敬父母的可以长寿，还可以得到神特别的祝福。
And those who honor the parents will live a long time and be blessed by God.
父母亲对儿女啊，就要养育。
The parents need to nourish the children.
父母。爱儿女啊，这是天性啊！当然，儿女要孝顺父母，这要教。
It is human nature for the parents to love the children, but the parents also have the responsibility to teach.
父母养育儿女啊，说不要辱儿女的气。
Here it says that do not provoke the children's wrath.
不要有一些不合理的管教，让儿女失掉了志气。
To not over punish them so that they lose their confidence.
而要用主的教训来教导他们。
Instead, teach them and bring them up in the Lord.
所以这是一个基督化的家庭，夫妻亲主之间的关系。
So these couple passages describe a Christian family.
那再来是社会上的主仆之间的关系。
Then the Bible talks about the relationship between the master and slave.
啊，保罗的时代有主人跟仆人。
In Paul's time, there are masters and slaves.
啊，当然我们现在有啊主管跟部署之间的关系。
In today's time, we have managers and subordinates.
说你做人的属下，做仆人的，你要用诚心来尊敬你的主人。
So if you're a subordinate, you need to respect your managers with sincerity.
说你服侍他是从心里面好像在服侍主一样。
You should serve them as you are serving God.
所以我们在替人工作啊，我们要有这样的精神，好像在服侍主。
We need to have this kind of spirit when we work for someone as we were working for God.
虽然这个主人给你一些代价，说这是神透过这个主人把应得的报酬给你。
Even though the boss may pay you some wage, the Bible says it is God who actually give you that wage through this boss.
所以我们一般讲说圣工圣工啊，不只是在教会里面的圣工啊。
So when we talk about quote unquote holy work, we're not only talking about work in the church.
你在你的工作当中啊，你尽本分在那里发光啊，这也是圣工。
If you try your best and shine light for God in your workplaces, you're actually doing holy work.
所以你好像在服侍主一样，甘心乐意来服侍你的主人。
You should serve God willingly as if you're serving serving God.
啊，神透过这个主人，啊，把你该得的报酬给你。
And God will reward you what you deserve through your boss.
所以这个主仆之间的关系，有时候也跟我们跟神之间的关系都有关，有连带的影响。
So sometimes our relationship with our bosses will affect our relationship with God.
因为你怎样待人啊，神怎样待你。
Because God will reward you according to your how you treat others.
啊，再来说做主人的，你要怎样待仆人
？The Bible says also teaches how the master should treat their slaves.
说你要存着敬畏主的心啊，来待这个仆人。
You should treat your servants and slaves with fear.
不要偏待他们，哎，不要恐吓他们，
Do not,
要用爱心啊来看顾他们。
Do not threaten them or mistreat them, but rather treat them with love.
那真的，如果照圣经这样讲的话，就没有什么啊，劳工跟雇主之间的那个纠纷了。
So if people can really do this according to the Bible, there will be no disputes between the labor and the supervisor.
啊，一般大家都是主是顾到自己的利益啊，都不会想到对方。
But most people in this world only are concerned about their own interests.
啊，但是圣经里面的教训呢，就是告诉我们，你都要看在主的份上来服侍人，或来对待别人。
The teaching of the Bible is that we should treat others and serve others according to Bible teaching.
啊，最后一段是讲到属灵的征战。
The last passage talks about spiritual battle.
我们属灵的生活啊，要军事化。
Our spiritual life must be that of an army.
啊，靠主做刚强的人。
To be a strong man with the Lord.
认识我们的仇敌是属灵的魔鬼。
To recognize our enemy is the devil.
所以如果说有人对你不好，跟你讲一些啊让你很难过的话，你不要去对付他。
For example, if someone were to come to you, slander you, and say something mean to you, do not be angry at that man.
啊，有时候啊，我们要知道背后有时候有一些恶者的力量在阻挡。
We need to recognize that sometimes it is an evil spirit that is at work.
然后我们对付的对象不是人，而是恶者。
Our enemy is not a man, but rather is the evil one.
啊，所以我们就要靠着神赐给我们的全副军装啊，这样来得胜。
We need to become victorious with the full armor of God.
啊，用真理束腰哈。
To gird ourselves with the truth.
啊，就是顺服主。
That is to obey God.
啊，要用谦卑束腰，要用公义，公义复兴剑。
And to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
啊，穿上福音的鞋子。
And to put on the shoes of gospel.
啊，信德当藤摆。
And to use our virtues as our shield.
啊，救恩的头盔。
The helmet of salvation.
圣灵的宝剑。
And the sword of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这是神赐给我们的全副军装。
This is the full armor of God.
啊，都有它属灵意义哈，我们没有办法详细讲。
All these have spiritual teachings, and we're running out of time.
啊，最后一个就是要随时多往祷告，啊，得力量，得胜。
In the end, we need to pray always to receive more strength from God.
啊，我们很简单的就把 以弗所书哈，我们就把它学习过哈。
So this is our brief study of the book of Ephesians.
啊，我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.